Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Guys, American Idol is back. We are talking season 16, episodes 1 and 2, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We felt like this song was appropriate.
It is.
From what happened.
Uh-huh.
You guys, American Idol is back. This is crazy. Who missed it? Who missed it? Raise your hand. No. All right. Wow.
2 years. I missed it.
I mean, first and foremost, what are we thinking about the judges this season? We have Lionel Richie, we have Katy Perry, mm-hmm. we have Luke Bryan. Kind of an interesting group we have going on here. Of course, Ryan Seacrest is back once again. What do you guys think?
I mean, I wish I saw more of Ryan, to be honest, because I just love him and I know he's super busy. So that's what I wish, and hopefully he'll be around more. I like it all. I think it's a diverse panel.
Mm-hmm. Definitely diverse.
I like that Lionel's there. I think he's really funny.
And he's like a dad figure. Like,
he's
a really nice,
such a
sweet
dad.
Grandpa, give me a hug kind of moment. Yeah. I love him.
What about Katie and Brad and Luke?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I was a little iffy with Katie at first. Because
no!
At first, yeah, no, because I feel like this last year wasn't her best, and she's even admitted that. Mm-hmm. But she grew on me. Just personality, and she's just so fun. Mm-hmm. I liked her.
No, I think she's amazing. I just think her vibrancy and the fact she's so real and she's so honest and she just interacts with the participants and the contestants just so easily. I think she's amazing. She's someone you'd want to hang out with, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would want to
hang out
with
her. She's really fun. And I like how this season, it's not so intense when the contestants walk in. You know what I mean? Like, they give a very good dynamic between the three of them, I feel like, and that's not so like Simon. Although I do think that Katie is the Simon in this group more than anyone. Would you agree?
I think she's the dominating one.
I think she is the dominating one. Yeah. And I really like that. I think she's super edgy and she's cool though. But with Ryan, I don't know why we didn't see Ryan Seacrest a lot more in these episodes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's his show, and we were talking about this before, how like when American Idol stops is when Ryan Seacrest stops. Like, this is his show at this point. It's like Chris Harrison and The Bachelor. Like, when he's done, The Bachelor's done. They can make a remake of, or like some kind of like spinoff. Sure. But as far as The Bachelor, like, it's done.
Yeah.
So, but I love Ryan Seacrest. Yeah.
We'll see more of him though. We'll see more of him in the actual competition.
Oh, so definitely.
We can hold our hands there.
Yeah,
but I just think with Katie, I love the way it's so real, and I really appreciate now that they have moved on from the whole Simon Cowell like nastiness, and now it's more inspiring, uplifting, more about, you know, you can do this, kid, inspirational, not knocking them down as much, because that was fun in the past, but I think if they kept going with that, it just wouldn't fly anymore, because we've kind of moved on as I think society, and what it's all about, you know, lifting
nice
people
and
up
kind. Yeah,
absolutely,
instead of bringing them down.
After Buzzers, so we did a little bit of behind the scenes research before coming on the show today. And we looked up how much they so we were interested to know how much that the judges were making for this season, and we found out
get ready.
So, no, get ready for this, you guys. Seriously. Katy Perry is making $25 million
to do this season. I mean, I don't know if I'd take it.
It's chump change.
Yeah?
Chump change.
Are you being for real right now?
No,
yeah. Bruh.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that was such a good poker face.
I'm like, who are you?
That was a good poker face.
I'm like, what do you do? Like, what? But the boys, Luke and Lionel are only getting $7 million.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is interesting. And the fact of today, day and age, with the whole woman's unequal pay thing.
Yeah, that's pretty
crazy.
It's
not necessarily true, is it, in this situation? So finally, a girl's kicking it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
So go, Katie.
Yeah.
What are you holding back?
I just feel like it's a little unnecessary. And maybe ABC and American Idol were struggling trying to find another judge, and they thought like the money would be a huge factor, but...
And it was?
I don't know. I feel like you should want to do it.
Yeah.
For the experience and...
But meh, they're obviously going to make the money in it. Yeah. So it's obviously...
I mean, totally. But I would be fine with the $7 million.
Yeah. I want her negotiator for the rest of my life. That's all I know for sure. But Ryan Seacrest is making 15. But then again, like we said, it's like his show. But for as much camera time as he's getting, like, I would take that check. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. It is.
It is like his show, though. But I don't know. Those numbers just... It didn't make sense. But they were offered. So the boys were originally offered... not Ryan, but the two, Lionel and Luke, were offered $2.5 million, which is kind of ridiculous.
I think they had the decimal point in the wrong place. You know, it's $25 million, not $2.5 million.
But I think it's Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Luke Bryan's, like, newer.
Yeah.
He's hot. I really like him.
He's a cutie.
He's so cute.
He's a good country
he's
singer.
He's a cutie.
I thought you were going to say he's a good something else.
I know that.
I do not know. I know he's deep lovely boy.
Yeah, so I don't know. You guys can talk that out in the comments below, but we just thought that was a good thing to bring to our attention just because it's such a huge gap.
Yeah.
But
girl power, though.
Girl power, though. I mean, hey, that I'm with it. I like seeing it. I want her negotiating because
seriously.
We'll pay my rent. We'll pay everything up in here, but for real. What was your favorite part about these past two episodes, you think?
There were quite a lot of good moments. Yeah. Like, obviously, we have to talk about the main episode, which was the kiss.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The kiss. Yes.
The kiss.
He's never kissed a girl. And to say your first kiss was Katy Perry.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
He literally fell. So he was like, fell.
If you guys never kissed someone before and you wanted a celebrity to be your first kiss, who would you guys choose?
Back in the day or now?
Now. Oh, no, actually,
I guess
whatever.
It could be anyone, yeah.
Back in the day for me, it was totally like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo?
Yeah.
Leo fan?
That can still be now?
Well, that can still be now.
Oh, no, she's like, he's not as good looking. She was like,
I think I'm like, I think for now it would be definitely someone like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. How about you?
I have always been a Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
A Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. Wow. Or Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas? Hey, guys.
Where's yours?
What's mine? Dude, I have, like, a complete cross between Swae Lee and Cole Sprouse. Like, Cole Sprouse and Swae Lee, like, that's, like, my spectrum of attractiveness for celebrities as far as that goes. But
guys, can I hop in?
Or Lil Uzi Vert. Yeah, Jeff, what do you think?
So, if it was back then, I would have said Nicole Scherzinger. You guys know who she is?
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Okay, I see you,
she's
Jeff.
She's attractive, yeah.
And what about now?
I think now would be Isla Fisher.
Yes. I like her.
How do I not? Guys, I don't know who these people are.
She's Australian. She's married to Borat, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, Jeff, you're engaged, bruh.
Don't tell.
She has cheats as well, so it's a short list, but you know.
Yeah, and it's just like a little kiss.
Yeah.
Before anything else.
I think to marry, though, I would do like Lil Uzi Vert. I love him.
Who?
Lil Uzi. EXO Tour Life. I don't really care if you got... I love everyone.
Boring. Don't know at all.
American Dude, Idol, look vibe. Out.
I know, right?
Look
watch out.
Out.
The rap's coming. The
watch
rap's
out,
coming.
World. Watch out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kiss was awesome. And also, I love how they had a little segment of how Katie's here to look for a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I know. They're really pushing that Katie needs to find a guy.
I think that's kind of nice, because imagine, like, another show could spin off from this and literally could be, like, The Bachelorette for Katie.
Finds love.
Yeah. Katie finds love. Honestly, though, I can relate so much to this just because if I was an American Idol judge, I would only do it so I can find my future boyfriend who's talented and hot and cute. It's from, like, some small town who plays the guitar and shows up and just takes my soul away.
It's actually matching everything she loves, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, that's true. And especially guys with these LA boys, like, it's so hard to find a man in the city. So take me to Nashville or
Alabama.
New Orleans and get me a man.
I know. The boys, they just seem so humble and, like, cute. And, like, all the judges are like, we don't want LA to, like, change you, and
exactly.
Like, they're, like, fearful but also want to say yes to them, so
I hope that happens.
What do you guys think of Trevor? Really stuck out to me. Once he came on, I was like,
well, Katie obviously liked Trevor.
I couldn't watch either. Katie was literally like, I can't watch you, like, I'm gonna need to, like, suck on your face, like, seriously.
Suck on your
Like,
I love it.
I was dying. And his girlfriend was so, like,
didn't want her girlfriend was against darted the, in.
Darted. Which
and Katie ran the other way.
What'd you guys think about him, though? I mean, specifically.
I thought he was really talented.
I thought he was really cute. Oh,
there we go.
And this, like, exactly what Katie said about the hottest thing ever is when it's a guy who can, like, sing and he's a construction worker and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Just the combination just makes you think of, like, sun and tan and hot and sexiness.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't remember what he sounded like because I was too busy looking at his face.
I love it.
I really, like, I couldn't concentrate on it. And Katie's face because... her reaction to this was so, like, my reaction. And I was just like, I can't even, like, look at you because you're too pretty.
The other reaction that I love that she had was that guy who'd been in the car accident.
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name again?
His name was, I haven't written
Anyway,
somewhere.
He was in the car accident and he'd had rehabilitation and originally was paralyzed. And David. Now he's walking back. David. And he found true love with that girl who wanted to write to him to be like,
that was beautiful.
You can make it through this. And then when he's performing, she's looking at him like... with so much love, and Katie's like crying because you could feel it, eh? Like, you can really honestly feel true love and integrity and honesty, and it's lovely. It made me cry too.
Seriously, I was like,
that would be my struggle as a judge. I feel like I would cry all the time.
But I think that's nice. Like, it makes you feel real.
No, I know, completely, but I don't think they would want that all the time.
No, but I mean, like, I do like, I like when they have backstories like that because it does make you feel, but I'm happy that they didn't make that the backstory for everyone. Like, this isn't America's biggest sob stories, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that can really take away, especially with these kind of shows, like, The Voice and America's Got Talent and stuff. I feel like it's so built around, like, who can we feel more bad for to push further in this competition? And I didn't get that vibe with this, which is good, because they had happier stories and everything. So, Ryan Seacrest also mentioned, I don't know if the contestants are getting younger or I'm getting older. I feel like every year the contestants get so much younger.
Mm. Well, what about the sister duo where the little... her younger little sister came in. She's like seven, and she got a ticket for 2026.
Yeah,
but that the actual girl that got through, she was like 15 or something.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah,
super young.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about the youngins?
I think
bringing on the game,
it's good, and I think in the sense it's great for Hollywood because that's what Hollywood wants is to like mold someone, and obviously it's better to do that when you're like 15 than when you're 25. But I also think it's good to come back when you're 25 and like seasoned and like know yourself.
Life experience.
So I think there's two different, maybe they should have two winners, a young one and an older one.
Or just two different shows. I mean, and like I said, this has happened with other shows too, where there's just so many young kids whose parents are like pushing them to like, not even pushing, I mean, they want to do it obviously, but they're starting so young, but then you have these older people who are in their, you know, 30s, 40s, who may not have had the opportunity as kids to make that break.
Yeah. And so, then they've got to compete against these hot youngins.
Exactly. Yeah. These hot youngins. Yes, absolutely. Seriously, though. I mean,
it's
true. And especially when they want to give, you know, the young ones a chance to grow and everything. So, I don't know. It's I like it, but I feel like they should, like, start separating it, like to two different shows.
It should at least be 18 and over, I think.
Yeah.
Like, adults.
Or something like that.
People who are supporting themselves, not so much got mom and dad behind them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a junior and senior production.
Exactly.
Production.
Production. And musicals. Yeah. And speaking of such, that first audition by, her name was Kobe.
Like
from
the
Denver,
beef.
Colorado.
And Katie literally said that. She was like the beef. And she was like, yeah, I don't really like being compared to pieces of meat, though. Like, literally, like, how she said it back to her.
I thought you quoted that.
I would have been like, oh.
Here's an idea, though. So, okay, so Kobe was, like, a musical theater performer, right?
Totally. 1,000%.
Very much so. And they said, this is not the right competition for you. But what I would like to see, if we were going to split it into, like, age levels, I would love to see another musical theater competition. This is just me personally and all my theater buffs out there. You know who you are. I just love musical theater so much, and to see someone like her perform in that arena is, we need another show back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, years ago they had the show where they were finding like Sandy from Greece and
they did
like
Legally Blonde.
Yeah,
I remember on MTV.
So those people need to go have a space to for their outlet,
and that's like a whole nother talent though. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like that's special.
Oh, I mean, Amda, right?
Yeah, special. But I was not musical theater. That's a whole different ball game.
Oh, we want to hear it.
No, it's just a whole different, it's a whole different thing. So, I mean.
But yeah, so there.
Her voice was intense and she was so pissed.
She was pissed
that she didn't get it.
Mm. What'd she call them? Dumbasses?
Dumbasses.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. That's wow. not going to get you coming back.
No.
You
know?
You're not going to get pulled no. back in.
Yeah, and she just said that Katie...
No. Oh. Well, it's not.
I know.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you need one of those at least, you know, for every season. Mm. You need someone who just, like, trolls on
well,
all the judges.
Well, it's good television,
for,
right?
It's great television.
Yeah, it's good to watch.
I wish they put more of it in, to
Me
be honest.
Me too, because when I was younger, I feel like my favorite part of the American Idol auditions were the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
ones where you're like, why did they make it through what? All those crazy ones?
Yes. Yes.
But what about the guy, the worm song? I hate worms. The rock dude. You know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was hideous. And I always ask myself when I see those ones, like, is it just planted? Like, that can't be real.
Sometimes.
Did it really turn up?
Yeah. I do agree with you. And I feel like, yes, sometimes they just, like, do it to make fun or something. Or it feels like they're doing it to make fun and they're not really in it.
I feel like they
Pretty
use funny. This opportunity to
25 million.
Catch the attention of someone else watching. Like, they don't want to go far in American Idol, but they want to have some agent out there, some, like, kooky whatever, and have them see them and hit them up to be like, I don't know. It's weird.
Well, he could get, like, commercial or something for that. He might
exactly.
be perfect for something.
Like, somewhere. Or, like, when people would show up in costumes and stuff, I feel like they kind of cut that whole thing out because they were just like, this makes good TV, but it's so taking away from the core of what the show is all about.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they kind of buckled down on that, it seems like.
So quick question, guys. As fans of both, do you prefer the more outrageous kind of costume-oriented approach to these auditions, or do you like that it's more serious now?
I like that it's more the serious.
Me too.
I really appreciate that this season they have, like, just honed it in more into the, I know this sounds cheesy, but, like, the love and the, like I said before, lifting people up and really putting people on a pedestal to really go far versus slamming them down. Mm-hmm. And I really like that approach. It just seems more real, like.
Yeah.
Real.
I feel like it's what America needs at the moment.
Yes.
Is just to be together.
Yes.
Well, I mean, this isn't America's biggest clowns. This is American Idol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like they need to hone in on
show,
that would. Yo, NBC, I'm pitching this thing to you
right now. 25 million. That's what she wants.
The copyrights on this one, you guys. No one can take it. But seriously, I mean, I feel like they need to hone down on what the show was originally about 16 seasons ago, when it, like on the first episode, which is the music and the voice and the people, and when they kind of start getting sidetracked with the whole, oh, wait, this is getting good TV and views, but this is more meaningful about what the show is all about. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. What did you guys think about so many people bringing guitars on, though?
It was...
I don't know.
It was literally on my head because I wanted to say it.
It's too much.
It was too much.
It's too much.
You think so? I think some of them who could really play, it was awesome, but...
Oh, it's like, put in one guitar.
Literally every...
Throw it in.
Every one of them brought it in. And I think one person just brought it in as a prop and, like, didn't even use it, I feel like. And I feel like the judges also said sometimes, like, you don't need to play the guitar. Like, you're, like, losing yourself.
I think that's because she wasn't very good at it.
Yeah, but to me, I feel like the guitar was, like, popular maybe, like, 3 years ago to be like, wow, you can play. But now, no.
No.
Well, I'd rather see you perform and, like, engage and tell a story.
Mm. Yeah, like, you don't, y'all, just sing. Just show up, just sing and leave. Like you don't need to do that. Especially a lot of the judges were even, like, your voice is great, lose the guitar. What are you doing? Like, like either you're not good at it, you don't need it, your voice is enough. Like, chill.
I think, though, it's just good for them to show, I can do this if I need be, and then, yes, I can put it away for later. But I like it. I like the guitar. And I love the piano. Like, what about
the
alpaca man? I'm going to call him the alpaca man.
The alpaca man?
Alpaca man.
Oh, because he wanted an alpaca.
There was this guy, what was his name?
I have it.
Was really lovely, sweet. Noah? Noah David.
Noah.
Hey, was the sweetest guy ever. And he comes
in
and he plays the piano and he sings like an angel. And all he wants out of his fame and fortune is like a farm with alpacas. And the first to start off with, they were like, what? Are you kidding? And at the end, Lionel's like, you can have the alpacas.
Yeah.
You can have the alpacas.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. Like, that's so real because they don't want fame and fortune. He just wants some alpacas.
It is. Dude, I would take alpacas.
What would be the first thing that you bought? If you won American Idol, like, what is it?
Let me think.
A house.
What do you want?
Beverly Hills 90210. Ever since I was a little girl in New Zealand, growing up watching Beverly Hills 90210,
I love it.
I just wanted to live there, so that would be what I would do.
I love it.
I think I want a finger monkey.
What is a finger monkey?
They like, they're these little monkeys that wrap around your finger and they wear diapers and everything. Swaley has one. I know everything about Swaley because I love him.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's make a connection happen here.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, no, but it's so funny. He's like daddy to these two little finger monkeys. I think they're finger, I don't know if his are finger monkeys, but like they're really small monkeys with diapers and everything. And he has like, he's always having like.
Hold on, are they actual monkeys?
Of course.
What?
Oh, of course. Finger monkeys.
Finger monkeys, yes. There it
oh,
is.
Oh my gosh, I thought you meant like a puppet on your finger.
No, like, bruh, like their finger, they're my gosh, they're gorgeous. But they go with you everywhere. People like bring them to parties in LA and the hills.
No,
and stuff.
That's not good. Poor it's animals.
What?
Poor animals.
Bruh, like, no, I would bring my monkey everywhere. You need something
where
like
that.
Where
do they come from?
Bay magnet, bro. That's party? Where I'll find my boyfriend. Whoever has a finger monkey. Oh all gosh. You, all you guys out there.
If just you have a finger monkey
and you have my heart, straight up, what would you buy?
I'm
going to be shallow and just want a pair of Louboutin shoes.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
That's the truth. I'm going to be honest.
That's a good feeling, though, when you can walk into, like, a shop on Rodeo. Yeah. Like, the that's Louis Vuitton cool. store on Rodeo Drive mm-hmm. and say, I can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go and pay for that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Right and the now, shop attendants might be looking at you going, what are you doing in here? But then you're like, well, I earn way much more, exactly. way more money than you, lady.
I'm not going on Amazon and eBay looking for the discounted used
No, I would
stuff.
Be like custom. I'd be like, custom. Take me to the designer.
But let's be real, no one can even really tell the difference. I mean, from afar, unless they're inspecting it and they have their own, no one really knows.
You know!
It's me, though, you, and I've always know. Wanted it, so I just have to
do
have
it for
one
yourself.
Reel.
Do it for the culture.
Do it
do
for
it
you!
For the culture. Another thing that I noticed is that for every contestant, whether they were good or bad, Katie especially, had the most disgusted look on their faces. So I never knew what they were thinking. I was watching a contestant, and I'm like, I think it's good. Like, it's a little extra, but it's good. Like, what do they think? And they were just like, these faces I've never seen on anyone. But then they would say, you know, I can't even, like, speak because that was amazing. Or they'll say, you know,
yeah,
whatever. But what do you guys think of their facial expressions for this?
Let's be real. They could have been cutting in and out from different.
True, types. The producers.
Oh, totally.
So just a bit
oh,
of a
so right.
eyebrow yeah. here and there.
You're so smart.
But
let's
be real. We've probably got yeah. lots of facials when we're just like naturally watching something.
That well. Would be my problem, I think, because I'm a real big facial expression person,
Ditto.
And I would have to dial that down.
Yeah,
no.
Dial it down.
But I love.
No,
when
I like it. Like it yeah, made the show. Right. I mean, like.
I
but
do
you're
enjoy.
So right. I didn't even think about that.
Cut paste.
Cut and paste.
Cut and paste.
Cut and paste.
Exciting. Oh, so exactly, so that you think it's going to be bad, but then it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
And I love when also they don't know what to say, so they're like, all right, Lionel?
yeah, they gave it to Lionel a couple of times.
Lionel gives so
and
many
he,
hugs.
He's always like,
giving the hugs.
Oh,
it's,
I
like,
love
it's like
Lionel.
So, he's, so,
love
he's awesome.
Lionel.
I mean, like you said, he's like the grandfather.
He's the grandpa. I want to cuddle from Lionel. We need
to
get
him in here.
I want
to cuddle from Lionel,
too. Lionel, can you come and play with us?
That sounds much cuter than a hug.
Yeah, I want to know if he will bring Sophia onto the show at all. I'm
trying
to see Scott Disick. Where are they at, though? For real.
Called it out. I was thinking it, too, though.
Right? I can't be the only one who was thinking that.
No. Have you read the magazine?
I mean, no, but seriously, like, I follow her, and I follow her more than him. So when I heard that he was the judge, I was like I know him through her. So it's like, I kind of want her to like make an appearance and spice stuff. I don't know
well,
if she
maybe
sings.
She will. We're only in the early days, right?
We are in the early days.
Early days.
I do want to see more of Ryan Seacrest, though. I want to see him more than anyone, I think, on the
yes.
show.
Mm.
But what else are you guys thinking about, like, what's to come? Is there anyone in specific that you liked the most out of everyone?
That you think is going to do
I
well.
Liked Trevor.
Yeah, for what reason? For a singing voice? You didn't even remember it.
Don't
so.
Respect me. Don't do it. Seriously, though. I liked him.
What about the guy, well, there was a couple. What about the guy who came in and he got one yes and Lionel had said no and then they sent him out.
And then Lionel told him to
And then Lionel
back.
Brought him back in. That's, like, confusing for your brain.
That's super confusing. I don't know. Did you guys like him or not?
He was all right.
He was all right.
I feel like they put him on more for out of pity than
yeah.
anything, which isn't like bad.
Just
yeah,
something a little
but
different.
I mean, there's a reason why they originally said no.
Yeah, I feel like it's easier for them to like say yes to more people now, and then you know once those stages start happening in Hollywood,
yeah,
they then are like, yeah, I was right, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't be here. I'm not sure. I don't know if I have a favorite quite yet.
I definitely do. What about the guy with the socks?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved him. Guy.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan's comment made my life. He was like, Harry Potter just walked up in here and slayed it.
Killed it.
Loved it.
But so he gave socks to everybody, and Katie got a kitty cat, which is very appropriate. Yeah. I think if you give a gift, you're getting on the right foot to start with. Yeah, but the fact that his voice... His speaking voice was so different to his singing voice. And it was like Sinatra. Well, they mentioned that, didn't they? It was like Sinatra. Mm-hmm. He is incredible because he'll like really, I think, appeal to like the older demographics. So the moms and dads watching
But he's so young.
But he's so young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's nerdy and it's like, yay for the nerdy guy.
They have such a wide range of people in this competition. Like no one sounds the same. Literally no, or at least the people that they showed, no one sounds the same. I don't think. Like, it's so well-rounded. I thought that, first of all, did they even pick anyone from New Orleans? Because, like, New Orleans came on, and everyone, I even, like, wrote it down, like, New Orleans sucked.
Like, I feel like they picked people from New Orleans, but maybe not from there.
Well, I mean, it's just, everyone from New Orleans and, like, Nashville and everything came with guitars, small towns, like, family zoning, you know, little shops and stuff. And then you get to L.A., and it's like, Trevor. Take a shot every time I say Trevor in this.
Yeah, that's a part of our game tonight.
Seriously. No, but for people like Trevor, and you have like these like big, just because they're so, like everyone in LA is out here for a reason, you know what I mean? So
already doing
so they're already, you know, popping off, and they've already been performing and auditioning and everything. So I feel like there's kind of a breakage right there, and you can see it in the show when people from New York and LA are auditioning over those two.
Talking about that, like I really like the story with the guy Dennis, I think his name is Dennis, that he moved to LA a number of years ago, and he was doing what a lot of people out here I've seen do, like sleep in their cars, trying to make it. Mm-hmm. And like even in his audition, he had that hole in his guitar, and he's just singing his soul out, really, really trying to go hard. And then you see all these other people with all their families outside, and he walks out and there's no one. He has to get on his phone and he calls his wife back, you know, wherever. But it was just, I mean, it's sad, but it's so inspiring for those people who try so hard when they have nothing. Mm-hmm. And I do love that, you know, that kind of a story.
It pulls on your heartstrings. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hole in the guitar. I know. Like, come on, though. That's like the, like, I'm over feeling bad for the people who come here living out of their cars in LA just because I've heard the story so many times. Yeah. And, like, they're here for a week. Like, I have, but I envy them because, like, that's what you have to, anyone who's moved to LA knows, especially from a small town, like, these are the ropes that you're signing yourself up for to be a star. Mm-hmm. When you come out here. Come on, we all know this. Mm-hmm. Wait, you guys aren't from LA?
No.
None of us are from LA. No one's from LA.
No one's from LA.
Is anyone ever from LA?
It's like when I first moved here, I was always, I realized, okay, you don't actually ask anyone, like, you know, oh, where'd you grow up kind of thing. You just say, where are you from?
Yeah.
Because no one is from
LA. No. It's a rare species. Yeah. So that's why when, especially they had like a whole thing where they were doing the auditions in LA and they were even saying, this is where people fire off. This is like the place people come and, you know, become stars. It's like the, like, I don't understand why until American Idol or something goes to your city, like, you need to come here in New York.
Yeah, you have to be ready for it.
Most likely here. But yeah, it's just crazy to see the, how much talent is also in those small towns, especially that are kind of overlooked.
Yeah.
Who don't get the opportunity to escape.
Yeah.
You have to work for it.
Have to, man.
Well, I was just going to say, talking about working for it, what about the girl who had the worst national anthem back in the day when she was 11?
And that was funny.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
It was so bad.
Who chose to put her on that? That
God knows.
Football match or whatever it was.
She made a redemption, you guys. It's redemption time for her.
She totally did.
That
is just the whole idea of never ever give up. Even she must have been slammed at age 11 for this horrible performance that she gave, but she never gave up. And here she is again. And she's really good now. I really liked
her. Yeah, but like she said, she was like, my name's out there. I mean, you YouTube her or Google her and it's not a positive thing, but her name is out there.
Hey,
I mean,
you do know. Bad publicity. Hey, there's no such thing as bad publicity
ever. No. No, if your name's out there,
it's out there.
It's out there.
Mm. I'd prefer the good, but yeah.
And you're being talked about. Yeah, but I was really kind of confused, honestly, over some of the song choices that people come up with, because I feel like some of them are just really close to their heart, but it's like, I listen to some of them and I'm like, why did you choose this song?
Mm-hmm. Like, especially when it's like original, like their own song. Doesn't usually necessarily give them the range. But some are cool, but some don't work either. So.
It doesn't. It's like, especially like, with, you have to know your voice. You need to know what kind of voice you have and like what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get confused whenever I, for some of their song choices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder how much preparation people actually put into that audition. Like, I know they've been singing for years, but I wonder if some of them like get special coaches and really plan it out and others just turn up on the day. Yeah. And I wonder what the ratio is as to how many get through based on the prep.
Well, it's interesting. I remember I saw Ryan and he was sitting with someone and the guy even said, I don't really know what song I'm going to play yet, you know, and this was when they were waiting in the waiting room, you know, so it's like, how are you there not knowing what song you're going to perform in like, what, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It should be like, next.
I would tone down on one song for like a month and make sure I nail it before even walking in there, which is so, but that's just, I mean.
I wonder if he got through. It'd be very interesting to see if that.
I don't remember. I don't remember if he got through or not. Mm. What would you guys do? Would you just show up and wing it? Or
no way. No way.
I would perform. I would be like.
Do you guys sing?
If it was my job.
You sing.
Yeah, kind of.
She sings.
She raps. Kind of.
I rap. Dude, I would get in there in front of Lionel Richie and Katy Perry and be like, I woke up thinking about bands. How about a chick do a chick on island? Ooh, money way. Hey. I would. Dude.
They that would be like,
they would be like, yo.
And Katie would be like,
Cardi B money moves up in here. Who?
Katie would be like, that's
Katie dope. Would, Katie's my girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me your check. Give me your mission.
Exactly. Give me some.
Give me your check. Seriously. But like, what song would you guys do? Like country? What would it be?
Oh, Lord. Well, I wouldn't be auditioning. I'd just prefer to be the judge for something like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'd yours be
I'll take the $25 million to be the judge, thanks, and you guys can audition for me.
Yeah. Right? I think I would do a pop song. I would honestly make it easy. I don't feel like there's a need to make it so difficult like some of these contestants do. But I wouldn't want to sound like them. That's what I don't like is when they pick a song and then they sound just like how Ariana Grande would sound or whoever they're trying to emulate. Mm-hmm. I feel like there needs to be something different. Like, I really liked the girl that her dad gave her 30 days.
Yes, that was classic.
I mean, whatever you thought she was, she gave it her all. And I think she performed, like, you could tell that she was passionate about it.
Oh, yeah. She rocked it, too.
And it was from her dad, outfit to everything.
And you know what? Great. I envy her dad for that because he knew that she... Yeah. He knew she was going to make it. He wasn't even surprised when she came out, you know what I mean? But to give that extra push, is what she needed to... She'll be a star. She'll be fine.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Maybe he, you know how it was like, you've got 30 days to make it or you've got to go back to school. Maybe he was like, I don't know, she's got talent. And if I put this deadline on, then she's going to have to get out there and do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what could we all accomplish if we actually had that kind of pressure behind us all the
time?
It's
so true.
I think that's hilarious. And what did he say at the end? He was like, you know, if she gets a ticket, then the ticket equals renegotiation.
Yeah, renegotiations. I like that, though. You need that extra pushing times to really put yourself out there. Because, like, you can know that you have this talent and to get in front. I mean, guys, it's not easy getting in front of these stars, especially people for them that they grew up with and doing that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, also, question. Would you guys, like, do something and kiss up to the judges by singing a Katy Perry song or singing a Luke Bryan song? I didn't see any of that, actually, but I was expecting it because I was like, who's going to sing Firework? Who's going to come up and just, like, but it's hard because you can't outdo them.
This is the thing. Like, I would never choose something because they're going to sit there and just compare you to themselves the whole time.
Exactly.
And, like, well, I don't know. Would you? If it was your song, I'd be like, well, that's actually a really good spin on that. I might try that myself.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it's a hard game to win.
I feel like I would research their favorite songs and then pick one of them.
Oh, that's genius.
That's clever. That's preparation.
I'm really smart, you guys.
But, genius, I'm really smart.
But here's the thing with that, Jeff, is like, then they'll be comparing you to how they sound, like the actual person sounded.
I feel like you'd have to do a song they love, but a very unique take on it.
Like
So they're not comparing it, but they do have the enjoyment of the song they love.
Sure. Exactly.
And get some tips and tricks and ideas.
But they all have such different tastes, too. I mean, Luke Bryan and Katy Perry, like, that's such a wide range of differentiation. So, like, which one are you going to pick? And if you don't nail it for that judge, because, like, someone who loves Katy Perry... will have a different vibe than Luke Bryan. So it's like, which one do you pick? Who are you trying to win over at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one would you guys try to win over?
Lionel?
Yeah. Just for the hug?
Yeah.
Just for the hug.
I like Luke Bryan.
Yeah, so Luke Bryan.
So Luke Bryan. Yeah.
What about you, Jeff?
Oh, man. I mean, how could I not say Katy Perry, right?
Right?
Yeah, she's so cool.
At least we're all diverse here.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, I wish, like, Ryan Seacrest had music. I wish he made music. I would do a Ryan Seacrest song.
Could you imagine?
No, seriously.
Mind blown.
Mind blown. Also, wait, I don't know if you guys follow any of these people on like Instagram and stuff prior to the show, because they've all been posting about it like nonstop. Mm-hmm. And they do a bunch of these little skits and everything. And they did one where Kelly Ripa did an audition in front of Katie and them. Guys, you need to go on Instagram.
I have to check it out.
It's on, I know it's on Ryan's Instagram. I don't know if it's on any of their others. But, like, you can tell how much fun they're having, too. You know what I mean? And I love
it. I am done with this regular routine.
Is this it?
I was told that,
this is it.
Lionel, you might be able to hold my lyrics for me.
Stop.
This is it. Amazing.
Your lyrics. Yeah.
She's so...
So, what do you want me
to do? So big.
You could just sit there and I can... Yeah.
Is that good for you?
Yeah, you could get that. Be amazing.
She is so funny.
So, Kelly, let me ask you a question. How long have you been singing? I have no idea.
Well, I've been singing my whole life. My mom told me always that I have a voice of an angel. So,
there's the facial expressions, dude. We were just talking about this.
My dad.
It's too much.
My dad said that...
Different. She's singing.
Do you want me to... Wait so I can get the tickets?
Oh, no, you are here to sing.
Well, I think... Okay, Lionel, would you like to start?
Oh, did I skip it?
And then Luke, and
I think you skipped it.
You're sitting there wondering what it's all about.
Aww.
You ain't got
she's so
money,
cute, though.
Will put you out. Why don't you do right? Like some other men do. Get out of here and... Get me some money too.
Oh, that was cute. Kelly, she sounds like cabaret.
You killed it, girl. You on one. She's on one. I don't know why Katie has these faces.
She's
though.
Like worried. Like, and confused.
She's surprised and actually quite delighted. It's like shock. Like, oh.
But like with everyone though, dude. Like she whether she loves them or hates them, she has like this disgusted look on her face of she's just so theatrical.
Yeah.
And I saw that with everyone, like literally everyone with her. And kind of Luke. Lionel was just kind of like, he's chilling. He's like the Randy of the group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
he's the Randy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just so theatrical. I don't know if like you're right, like the producers telling them to, you know, be wowed. Or if that's their actual reaction.
Well, I actually think it's their actual reaction.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
With everyone?
Yeah.
There was no one really I saw that was that bad at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in the past, like, we've seen bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, bad, yeah.
Bad. I didn't actually notice them as all negative. I just saw them as, like, a thought on her face. Mm. So I didn't actually see them as negative. So that's interesting.
No.
Maybe I'm just blind. I don't know. But what I did see and I thought was so hilarious was when, in one of the in-between parts, when they were getting on they were texting, the judges were texting together, and then they looked at Lionel's phone and his text size was, his font on his text and stuff was so large.
Oh, it was so large.
And they were like, look at the size of your font. I think that's so funny.
That's so cute. Funny.
Older people.
Yeah.
Older people.
We're not coming for you, Lionel. We're calling you like grandpa. We're not coming for you.
No, it's a lovely thing. I think it's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Yeah, they are. They're like super nice. They're a little too, I mean, I won't say they're too nice, but like with everyone that they said no to, they said the same thing. Like, you were great, but I don't know if American Idol is for you right now. And it's like, okay, just tell them they suck so they can move on with their lives and go and find another talent.
No. I think that's perfect, because if they're not cutting them down, then they don't get like depressed and like go for suicide like that guy we were seeing in the episode tonight. That was intense.
That was intense.
So hard, and you can still keep them and encourage them to keep going. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best thing you can do for somebody.
Yeah.
If you cut them down, you can destroy them, and you have no impact on what happens after they walk out the door.
Yeah.
But if you can keep them in the space of keep working for it, and if they really want it, if anyone ever really wants it in life, they go for it and they make it happen. Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? The guy that came back tonight.
Thaddeus.
Yes.
Yeah, Thaddeus. He had a great story. That was super cool. I liked him. I liked him a lot. And he was really good. Exactly. But I know what he was talking about. Like, it's hard to get that those vocals out when you're, you know, heavier and stuff. So
because it's all about the breathing, for sure. Yeah.
It's all about the breathing. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, how would you guys turn them away in that kind of situation? When if you didn't want them on the show and you weren't giving them the ticket to Hollywood, how would you turn them away?
I'd be like, you shit.
All right, says the one that's like, you need to have a dream. You need to have them live.
You need to be honest. You need to be honest. You need to do the positivity feedback sandwich. You need to do something that's positive, mm-hmm. give them the constructive criticism, and then end with something positive so they take it away mm-hmm. and it's in bite-sized pieces so that they can manage it.
Yeah.
Wow, such great advice I'm getting right now.
Right?
How would you like learning how to talk? I feel like I would be like, listen, honey. I see the practice you put in.
Or not.
I don't know who you are. But I just feel like at this point in your life, you still have a ways to go. So it's a no.
It kind of runs.
So like a Katy Perry type thing. See, I give everything at face value.
And that's great. It is. No, I think it's a great quality. Because I feel like I could do that too, but I don't know.
Like if I really didn't like them, I would say your shit.
No, you wouldn't. You would not.
If they were honestly, like,
don't believe me.
Like, but in hopes of, in helping them, dude. I remember when I tried acting. I'm not an actress. Let's get that thoroughly straight. First of all,
come on.
I went to my first audition, and I read a script, and whoever casting director literally told me that was hands down the worst read I have ever. Her and that's when I was
and
like,
see,
you know what?
Now you think you but, can't be.
But
an
he said, but he did say, he said, but you have room for growth, which
feedback sandwich,
feedback sandwich. But you have room for growth, and at that point, I was like, you know what? Don't call me. Don't text me. I don't want to be on your show. And that's when I said peace out to the acting industry. So here I am.
Do not do that.
No, but I needed to know so that I could. I needed to know. Yeah. I mean, also though, I didn't have big dreams of. I was never destined for great things in the acting industry either. But I tried it. I love it. If they show that they love it, like this is where their heart is, and they feel alive, then. Yeah, don't kill their dream. But if they're kind of just like, I like to sing, it's like, whatever. And they're like, not that good at it. Yeah, your shit. Go find another talent or a dog
go,
or something.
Go train for a while or something.
Or either a new talent or a dog.
A dog.
So,
or a finger monkey.
Or
find that finger can't monkey. That.
Or finger
monkey. And take him to the next party.
Or finger monkeys.
Or finger monkeys.
Leave them in the jungle or wherever they're supposed to be.
No, they're supposed to be in L.A.
No, they're not.
Dude.
I don't think they should be in the jungle. I think they would get eaten alive in the jungle.
Well, where do they come from? They need to go back there.
They're probably
the diapers and everything.
Beer.
The diapers.
It's the little things in life, bro, that just, you know. So wrapping this up.
Anyhow.
Final thoughts on So Far So Good with the American Idol.
I'm actually really happy with it. I love the new, the direction of the judges. Like I keep saying, the positivity, mm-hmm. the uplifting. I like the way they're not playing as many of the no's and they're focusing on the ones that get through. And the good stories. I think it's great. And I love Katie. I think she's awesome. Lionel's my favorite grandpa. And Luke is just
grandpa? Bruh. He's not that
so
old.
Funny with
he's
that.
Really around
you're
70.
Hilarious.
No, he's 70?
I think
70?
I think so.
Yeah, he's 70.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, get ready. I'm excited for the season to get going and see more auditions.
Mm-hmm. I want to get past this audition phase, honestly. Yeah. I like it so far, so good, but like I'm ready.
To like focus in on one person
exactly.
and see them grow. Yeah.
And like call in and vote and everything.
Oh yeah, that is that. Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
I was gonna say oh yeah, we're the decision makers. Yeah, I forgot about that too, actually, until like literally right now. But yeah, the calling in and voting and stuff where like you can actually start liking and connecting to these mm-hmm. people and figuring out who they are above their voices is what I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. But I like the dynamic between them too. I think they're a good squad.
Yeah, I think the judges are good. I was a little
weary. I thought the same thing as you. Katie had to grow on me. I didn't like Katie, especially in the trailers and stuff. Yeah. I wasn't feeling Katie. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's gonna. I was like, for 25 mil. Like, for 25 mil, I would probably be a little diva too. Like, whatever, it's fine.
Sure.
But she was actually really funny and cool, and like, she was super, super cool and real. Super nice. Everyone's super real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So let's wrap this up, you guys. Also, we didn't do the introduction in the beginning. So I'm your host, Maddie Makeley. You can find me on all my social media at Maddie_Makeley. And my lovely co-host.
I am Sarah Serio. You can follow me at Serio.
And I'm Kim Davey. You can follow me at Kim Davey Live.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for watching. Tune in next week.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.